Chapter 13. Red Ice Radio joins the 9/11 Disinformation Promotion Brigade. May, June 2013. This article shows a deeply troubling example of a relatively well-known alternative knowledge researcher, show host objecting to being criticized for not knowing the truth of what happened to the WTC and instead characterizing what he has been shown as theory or conjecture, which is the same as what mainstream commentators do. Red Ice Radio is a subscription-based website service which provides regular downloadable interviews with alternative knowledge researchers. Some interviews are free to download and some are split into two or more parts, with the second and later parts usually only available to paying subscribers for download. Red Ice Radio provides a very interesting and varied set of audio content, and the interviews are normally of good quality, as Henrik Palmgren is an informed researcher who is not afraid to explore the various rabbit holes that present themselves to us. I was interviewed on Red Ice Radio in 2010, to talk about the subjects of chemtrails and 9/11. I met Henrik Palmgren at the 2010 ARC convention in Bath, which was organized by Karen Sawyer. In the interview with Henrik, we talked about the 9/11 Truth Movement's cover-up of 9/11 Truth, especially the cover-up of the Energy Connection, which is indicated by the involvement of people such as Stephen E. Jones in both cold fusion, LEN, research and the bogus thermite theory that he initiated in 2005. Dr. Judy Wood too, has, of course, also been on with Henrik at least twice to explain what really happened to the WTC. She went to some trouble to provide Henrik with an electronic copy of her book Where Did the Towers Go? (3), to enable Henrik to study this before the interview, which took place before the first batch of printed copies became available. Henrik was also sent a hard copy before the 10-year anniversary, which was when Henrik's second interview with Dr. Wood took place. Almost everyone who reads this book will understand what happened to the WTC on the 11th of September. It is not a theory nor a hypothesis. It is not an idea and it is not speculation. It is a collection of diverse evidence, along with a scientific analysis of that evidence. Some of the evidence in the book was included in court submissions in 2007 to 200,939. A Danish chemist named Niels Harrit had just been featured on Red Ice Radio. Harrit is one of many who is keen to ignore and ridicule 9/11 evidence. In 2008, I corresponded with Harrit just before writing an article about the cover-up of Dr. Judy Wood's court case, but I did not name him in the article. Harrit makes ridiculous suggestions about tons of thermite being used to destroy the WTC. Mr. Harrit seemed to come onto the scene soon after Dr. Judy Wood's court submissions were made. He has continued to talk about thermite and nanothermite ever since, even though it can be proved from basic observation that thermite had nothing to do with the destruction of the WTC. Dr. Wood has addressed this evidence, or lack thereof, in her presentations. Harrit did contribute an affidavit to April Gallup's court case, but again all his statements were based on the use of thermite or some variant of it, which cannot explain the available evidence, or the observed WTC phenomena. Red Ice Radio had around the same time featured Kevin Barrett, who has admitted a professional interest in 9/11 research. I mention this because Kevin Barrett apparently does not understand Newton's third law and therefore does not really know what happened on the 11th of September. Kevin Barrett also does not seem to understand what bombs do to materials. Henrik Palmgren has also in recent months featured Mark Gaffney 218 and Jeremy Alien Scientist Riz, who we have mentioned in previous chapters, because again, they only seem to want to talk about what thermite and hot explosives and incendiaries do to materials. They both refuse to acknowledge the effects documented in Where Did the Towers Go? (3) and instead resort to either ridicule or mischaracterization or blatant lies about what has been stated in Dr. Judy Wood's research. Back to the Red Ice interview with Mr. Harrit. Near the end, Henrik Palmgren does bring up Dr. Wood's research. However, like so many other people, Henrik mischaracterizes the content of Dr. Wood's book as ideas or theories. This is not what I would expect of an honest alternative knowledge host, researcher who has had time to study the evidence. It is yet again worth reiterating that some of this evidence was submitted to Court 39, unlike the thermite evidence. Harrit also starts lying by saying he was not aware of the evidence in Dr. Wood's research. I made him aware of it approximately 5 years ago. So, are Henrik and Harrit both suffering from amnesia? What is the point of things like Red Ice Radio? For many of the topics covered, there are large swathes of speculation, where things are not proved, and opinions are essentially the main points of discussion, which is fine. However, Dr. Judy Wood's research does not revolve around opinion, as I have repeated many, many times. The WDTTG book is a presentation of two sets of evidence which, in parallel, prove what happened to the WTC. This is quite clear to most people who study this evidence for long enough. Dr. Wood and myself told Henrik the essentials of this over 3 years ago. I am therefore pointing this out to suggest that to let Harriet, Barrett, Mark Gaffney 217 and Jeremy Alien Scientist Riz spread disinformation without properly calling them out strongly indicates to me that Henrik is no longer interested in the truth of what happened on the 11th of September. He is more interested in the red ice vehicle than stating clearly where lies are being broadcast. I know I might sound too harsh or judgmental, but we do know what happened to the WTC now, so to characterize knowledge as theory is dishonest. Henrik should know better. Perhaps, as far as red ice goes, this shows that being immersed in conspiracy culture affects your memory or your ability to reason and you can end up not knowing up from down. When I posted comments on my Facebook page, people thought I was being unfair to Red Ice, Henrik. They seemed to think that Niels Harriet, and essentially Henrik, were expressing an opinion. Of course, this is true, to an extent, but let us make sure we distinguish between opinion, evidence and fact, and note where a cover-up or censorship is occurring. After all, if Henrik is letting these folks on for 2 hours to express opinions, why doesn't he invite someone like George Monbiot on to talk about how Al-Qaeda did 9/11 and how CO2 is a global threat? After all, it's folks just expressing an opinion, so what's wrong with that? Some people may wonder why I go to the trouble of writing articles such as this. The reasons are: 1. We know what happened to the WTC on the 11th of September and that knowledge is crucial in looking at the future and understanding the current state of our world. Weaponized free energy technology, held by a hidden group, was used to destroy the WTC, and this should be disclosed to everyone. There is no issue that is not affected by this knowledge. 2. To effectively disclose this information, I feel compelled to make sure everyone realizes how the cover-up of the information proving point, 1, is done. I hope to show how people are easily persuaded that evidence is opinion and that conclusive analysis is speculation. People like Harriet and Henrik Palmgren have, wittingly or unwittingly, helped to confuse speculation with proof and they have also allowed the presentation of speculation as if it is proof. Following my posting of the text above on my website, Henrik Palmgren recorded a 1 hour long tirade pointing out how wrong I was. Unfortunately, Palmgren was apparently unwilling to study what I had previously uncovered about some of his guests and use that to challenge these people for being dishonest. Instead, Henrik Palmgren chose to be dishonest himself. 9/11 evidence and theory, is Andrew Johnson a truth fascist? I posted a response to Henrik Palmgren's tirade on the 6th of June 2013 and include the salient points of that response below, including some additional clarification of certain points. I do not consider Red Ice, as a whole, is spreading disinformation. It would be stupid to claim such a thing because I couldn't possibly know everything about all the topics that have been covered on Red Ice Radio. The title of my article was Red Ice Radio Joins the 9/11 Disinformation Promotion Brigade. Notice the 9/11 in there? Earlier chapters in this book show what the disinformation is and who is putting it out. Hence, I'm now certain about what I am saying in this area. That is to say, my article is specifically about 9/11, and what we know. Henrik does not seem to like me stating that certain things are known, and yes, there are other areas of 9/11 research, and other topics that shows such as Red Ice cover, where things are not known. It is dishonest to characterize evidence as theory, and vice versa. This is what Henrik did in his interview with Harriet. He could have kept everything else the same, done almost everything else the same, but my main objection is that he did this. In relation to the crime of 9/11, and its investigation, this, to me, is the most important thing. He needed to make sure he differentiated evidence and speculation, theory and knowledge. Henrik's overall thrust in his tirade is in line with the email I received from Red Ice Radio a day or two after I posted my article. They did not respond to the questions I then asked in my follow-up email. The Red Ice posting does not link to my original article. My website is not mentioned. Fair enough, folks can use Google, but I deliberately linked to all the important sources of information when I am writing articles like this. In his tirade, Henrik does not read out my article in full. I included opening complimentary and explanatory remarks about the nature of his programs, which Henrik repeatedly stated I did not understand. One other issue that came up was when I expressed my concern that Henrik did not know the truth of what happened to the WTC. Henrik was among the first people in the world to receive an electronic draft version of the WTTG book. At the end of 2010, a PDF version was prepared specially for Henrik's interview. It is a 500-page book with 800 images. He does not mention this. We thought he had the same philosophy about knowing the truth as we do, so he would need the evidence to decide what the truth was. Henrik, however, apparently wants to remain neutral about what the 9/11 evidence shows, at least, on his program. In doing this, in the Niels Harrit interview, he characterized evidence as theory and analysis as ideas or opinion. Hence, it seems we were mistaken about how his program would work, in this case. Again, my specific reaction to the Harrit program was because it was about 9/11. I am also interested in many of the topics that Red Ice covers, and for many, we cannot know as much of the truth as we can about what happened to the WTC. This basically boils down to the amount of available evidence which can be studied carefully. I do, by the way, understand Henrik's philosophy about the program, but I don't agree that it is appropriate to apply this same philosophy to the study of what happened at the WTC. 9/11 was a huge crime, and it employed black technology. It has probably affected the world more than any other topic discussed on Red Ice. Dr. Wood has investigated a large part of this crime, at the WTC site, worked out what happened, and she has taken action by submitting the evidence in a fraud case. I tried to help 110. This is one key thing that Henrik did not really bring out in the tirade or posting. He mentions a phrase from my article about Wood's key TAM case, but no details. This is very important. In his tirade, Henrik suggested several times such things as Red Ice Radio should be run the way Andrew Johnson says. He doesn't say this exactly, I'm paraphrasing. This is not what I am saying. In this area, I appreciate some of the points Henrik makes, and this is why I wrote above. I know I might sound too harsh or judgmental, but however, Henrik did not read out this sentence from my article. Henrik implies that I asked him to represent Dr. Judy Wood, or me, but this is not the case. I can appreciate that what I wrote above can be interpreted as suggesting that, but it does not say that. What I wrote above states that we can know the truth and speak the truth, and we can challenge those who are lying, as I am challenging lies here. Henrik also implies that he should ask me for a stamp of approval for his guests. That is misrepresenting what I wrote. What I would rather see happen is that he would come to know the truth for himself and correct his guests when they make incorrect, false or untrue statements. This is actually a more general problem in that show hosts aren't knowledgeable or diligent enough to correct guests on anything but the most obvious mistakes. Henrik also implies that I asked them to censor or remove people from the debate or discussion. Where did I suggest that? I expected Henrik to state that thermite could not turn the towers to dust. Anyone can know this from simple observation. I see now that this was an unrealistic hope or expectation. Also, I did not suggest we should not allow them a voice, as I said above. I suggested he could use his own voice to challenge them when they are not telling the truth. Again, I am clearly expecting too much, and, as Henrik more or less says himself, this is where we disagree on our approach to things, and perhaps why I don't or couldn't do a regular series of podcasts like he does, because I would quickly become unpopular. I didn't write and post this article to become popular, but to point out where people are not telling the truth about what happened to the WTC. One observation is that it seems that many people turn to services like Red Ice Radio because they feel the mainstream media is not telling them the whole truth. Therefore, should it not be important for Red Ice, and similar services, to present the truth or refer to the truth when you can prove what it is? Some people think this is all infighting or squabbling. However, what should we all expect to see when the truth and lies are set against one another? When you know the truth, debates about what it might be are pointless. Just imagine maths lessons which debated the answer to a calculation, Or what the third angle in a triangle was when the other two are known. So what are the options when we know liars are receiving airtime? To keep quiet. Heck, all I did was post an article on my website. And, according to Henrik's philosophy about things, it's just my opinion. Right? So why is Henrik so bothered about what I have written here? He should let people make their own minds up about it, according to his way of doing things. Instead, he spends good portions of an hour attacking and insulting my character, whilst omitting important elements of my original posting. Also, Henrik says that I do not know him as a person, and neither does he know me, yet he makes generalizations about my thinking and my knowledge. Henrik discusses the other side talking to us. The truth doesn't have sides, and in any case, I have repeatedly communicated with members of the cover-up crew in the past, and confirmed that their statements are, either intentionally or unintentionally, helping to keep the truth covered up. Some of these conversations are documented in my previous book, and yet more are documented here. Sadly, Henrik does not reference this in his posting or his spiel. He does not say I did not realize Andrew had contacted Niels Harrit in 2008. Henrik makes a number of more emotive remarks, trying to suggest I have said things I have not said. For example, he says, when I read Andrew's material, it's like other people should not be allowed to express opinions. This is not true. What I asked for in my article was for people to understand the difference between opinion and evidence. Also, when I was referring to George Monbiot, I was specifically referring to what we now know about 9/11 and climate change. We know that Monbiot is wrong about 9/11. That is to say, it isn't just that Monbiot has another view. In his tirade, Henrik swears a few times and then, around the 30-minute mark, says I, Andrew Johnson, toot this religiously? Does Henrik think I should not tell people what I know is true? I should not tell them that the WTC turned mostly to dust? Instead, I should say, well, it might have been thermite, but if I don't include the thermite in my discussion, I would be being religious. What nonsense. Henrik later called me childish and then compares me to the official group that investigated 9/11. Wow, I must be powerful. He then later calls me a truth fascist. Maybe that's accurate. I suppose I'd rather be called a truth fascist than a lying fascist. Perhaps I should even take this as a compliment. As it means I am uncompromising when it comes to the truth. And, might I suppose that Henrik Palmgren is not that concerned about what the truth is. Henrik, at one point in his tirade, read out my email address and invited his listeners to write to me. Was he encouraging them to send me hate mail? Whatever his meaning was, I did receive some unpleasant messages saying I was a bad man, but most if not all of the few people that wrote to me did not even read the article to which Henrik was overreacting. They just took Henrik's tirade at face value and they didn't even check what I had actually written on my website. Henrik did read out the conclusion to my original article, but then implied that I was wrong to be confident that we do know about 9/11. He then mentioned Richard Andrew Grove. He is not mentioned in my article and I have not referenced Grove's work anywhere on the site. I actually found Richard Andrew Grove's interview very interesting, but couldn't really make any useful comments about it, as I have not studied it in depth. I never said what I wrote about the WTC disqualified Grove's work. Why did Henrik include this? In referencing the other speakers, I linked to specific information and evidence about what they said and why I considered it to be disinformation. Henrik did not specifically mention RIS defacing images of our books and using them in the videos. However, Henrik did make some mention of how myself and Dr. Wood have been attacked. To respond to another point Henrik made, let me say that I am not afraid of my conclusions or that I will be discredited. I post them because I consider these conclusions and these pieces of evidence are important to our future. Henrik clearly disagrees, as there aren't any conclusions that he thinks are worth taking these sorts of actions over. Now that I have stated certain things and shown them to be true, according to Henrik, Andrew is the enemy. Henrik spent a whole hour attacking my character and my approach, whilst missing out important parts of what I actually wrote above. I later had some further correspondence with someone at Red Ice, which is shown on my website 259. Here is some of it. They said, so what Henrik called Judy's work a theory because at the end of the day, it is to us. Have you seen the energy weapon with your own eyes? yet you become high-strung like a little neurotic puppy, peeing on the floor when something doesn't fit in line with your belief or threatens it. Most of life on this planet is speculation, ideas, theories. You lack the ability to be a rational human being, let alone kind to your fellow truth-seekers. Instead, you are quick to judge and slander. That speaks volumes about who you are. I repeated that to characterize knowledge as theory is dishonest. Henrik should know better. The most life on this planet statement is like something Jim Fetzer would say, try to put a philosophical spin on it, so that the truth can be marginalized and ignored. Oh, so we all know what happened with all certainty now, who? Wow, what arrogance. You do not even know Henrik, other than the kindness he showed you. Not to mention years and years of his hard work making it possible to interview researchers. In fact, Henrik was the first to interview Judy. Yet you, the enlightened one, trash a kind man you do not know personally, telling him who is disinfo and who is not. You accuse Henrik of being disinfo. You are so far gone while you accuse us of not being able to reason. There is a false claim here by Red Ice Radio. Henrik was not the first person to interview Dr. Judy Wood. One of her earliest radio interviews about her 9/11 research was with Ambrose Lane in September 2006. Additionally, Mel Farbregas interviewed Dr. Wood in November 2009. I pointed out that perhaps, as far as Red Ice goes, this shows that being immersed in conspiracy culture affects your memory or your ability to reason, and you can end up not knowing up from down. In their response, of course people thought that because you are being out of line completely, but you cannot even see yourself. You say immersed in conspiracy culture, after years and years of programs on a variety of topics, yet you yourself behave like a religious zealot in your remarks, gone beyond the point of being able to see up from down. Instead of being an arrogant truth fascist telling other people what they should do or what they should think, look at your own self, Andrew. Learn to be a big man and let others make up their own minds and live their own lives. It is you who is spreading disinfo about a man, and others who help that man, who you do not know. Your words will have consequences by your own doing. This is just personal accusations against me. There is no acknowledgement of the truth of what happened on the 11th of September, nor is there acknowledgement of the difference between theory and evidence, etc. I therefore made a final attempt to get them to see the issue clearly. Do you know the difference between a view and truth? Is it a view that your name is, and my name is Andrew? Pick an example of this sort of thing to see if it helps. On the 11th of September, did the towers turn to dust or did they not? Watch some of the videos. Dash, has Niels Harrit submitted a court case based on evidence he has collected? Do you care more about what I have written about Red Ice Radio than what happened on 9/11? Why have you reacted this way to my knowledge of what happened on 9/11? Do you care about the cover-up of what happened on the 11th of September and those who are assisting in it? It's something I care about deeply, which is why I have gone through the painful task of documenting it over the last 6-7 years or so. To me, your message is extremely telling. Perhaps you will consider what I have written above and in my article more carefully, or perhaps you won't. Perhaps you will consider it arrogant of me to state that today is Monday and tomorrow is Tuesday. Best wishes, Andrew Johnson. I received no response to this message. Please remember that the important thing here is not Andrew Johnson or Red Ice Radio, it is the evidence of what happened on the 11th of September, and what it means to our future.